Welcome to the Good Hard Story Podcast, where we believe that the good story and the hard story can be the exact same story. I'm Catherine Wolf, and I'm a stroke survivor, a speaker, an author, and co-founder of Hope Heals. Tune in here every week for conversations about wholeheartedly living in a good hard story. Join me in this joyful rebellion to the darkness where we discover the treasures hidden in our hurting. Today we get to talk about my very favorite thing in the world, Hope Heals Camp. So of course I brought the amazing Caroline Young, Alex Wolf, and Tudis Stabler with me on this podcast, this conversation, because they all think are absolute experts at Hope Heals Camp and fellow team members of mine and know all the things about all the important aspects of this really, really unique ecosystem. So, hey, everybody, I'm so glad y'all are here, first of all. Thank you for being here.
We're so excited to be here from Birmingham and Atlanta.
Yeah, woohoo! We're in person in Atlanta. They are remote in Birmingham. And actually, that's a good place to start, as our camp is about an hour northwest of where they are sitting, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Give or take?
Mm-hmm.
In northwest Alabama. We thought we'd start off by talking to you guys a little bit about what camp is. And really, the what we saw is such a need and why camp came to be in the world. And essentially, you know, it's so interesting. Throughout years of living with disability, I hardly even saw myself as being in the disability community, which is so funny now, because I'm decidedly in it. But it took a long time to get there. But once I was able to get there, it felt extremely isolating to feel very much alone and like my kids weren't going to grow up seeing other families with disabilities. And if I wanted to go have some experience, I would be going alone. Or if my kid had some sort of disability, they would be going to camp alone. And there's not a sense of a place to go for a family where somebody has a disability that would be for an entire family system. So that was always kind of on my heart, is there, we need something. There's got to be like some sort of special conference, I don't know, rally the crowd. Also, I very much wanted camaraderie and relationship with other folks who were maybe dealing with disability, but more just suffering, acutely suffering, and very much a place where that was just more okay to talk about and share and live into. And I think a deep desire in my heart was just a place for, just as Heather Avis famously says, just a shoulders down space, where I just wasn't the weirdo that can't walk well, or that my kids weren't the one that had the mom with disabilities, and just kind of a normative experience. And while all of that is swirling for years in my husband and I's mind, we were asked to share at a disability camp that was connected to a church in Montgomery, an organization called Rooftop Friends, that had taken a bunch of notes from Johnny and Friends Family Retreats, and they created this week-long camp experience. And we were the speakers, actually, for 2 years at this camp. And that's really where I began to see myself as much a camper as the speaker, and really this unique camaraderie with this group of people. And basically, they ended up asking us to take it over. And so we carefully decided to, with a lot of due diligence from my husband and Alex Wolf, who were so good at taking that and really transforming it into what now is Hope Heals Camp, which we think checks a lot of the boxes of the things I was really looking for all along. And meets a very unique need in our world. And Alex, you could speak to it better than I could for sure about why is it unique in the world?
Yes. So Hope Heals Camp is unique for a million reasons, but there are four really big ones that we like to talk about to our potential campers and donors and volunteers. So first is, Catherine, you mentioned Hope Heals Camp isn't a camp just for kids or for parents experiencing disabilities. It is a camp designed for an entire family unit. A really staggering statistic is 1 in 5 people in the U.S. are affected by disability, are living with disability, have a diagnosis. But that number doesn't begin to account for the mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and loved ones of those people living with disabilities. Yeah. So the loved ones of those people have just as much to unpack and process and deal with and feel just as isolated as the people with the diagnosis. So Hope Heals Camp was designed to serve each of those typical family members as well as the person with a disability. So that's one really big one. The second really big one is we don't just serve an age group or a type of diagnosis or a region. Our camp is open to people with cognitive, intellectual, physical, behavioral disabilities of any age and from anywhere, literally. Like, we have people from Europe, from Canada, from the UK. And I think right now we're at 38 of the 50 US states have been represented at camp, which is pretty incredible. Third, this is a really big one and kind of surprising. As far as we know, we're one of the only retreats in the world where this is all offered for free. If those families affected by disability can make it to camp, they do not pay tuition. They don't pay a fee to be there. It is free to them because of the gifts of our donors. And fourth, camp is a place where disability is seen as a spectrum, right? There is not the people who are well or not disabled, who have come to serve the poor people who are disabled, like it's a charity. Right. Camp is this big old gradient of the people who might not have like a physical or a cognitive disability are still living with deep hurts and invisible wheelchairs. And that is informing the way that they're interacting with our campers who might have more literal or diagnosed disabilities. And so we say that the lines are blurred there and we have a mutuality of ministry where the campers with disabilities are serving and adding value to the lives of the people without disabilities just as much as the reverse. And so those are four reasons why Hope Heals is extremely unique in the world, or we think it is at least.
It really is. I get excited as you're talking about it. It is, it's singular in the world. And the fact that it's free is, I mean, shocking. Nothing is free in the world. So how amazing that a camp that could be really pricey to get your family to only costs the travel to get there. And even then, we have some scholarships available. So it's really incredible. Caroline, I would love for you to speak a bit about the role that the volunteers play at camp and just about our families who are coming and the role of stewarding all these different mini camps happening at the same time. We have essentially an adult camp, a kids camp, a volunteers camp, all happening with many more at once. And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best parts about camp that Alex just explained is that it is multi-generational, that it's not just a kids camp. It's also serving young adults and adults and kids that are hanging out in the nursery. And that is true for our volunteers as well. So we have individuals come to volunteer. We also have family units that will come to volunteer. A lot of families will bring their children that are over the age of 8 to volunteer with them, which is really unique because you are experiencing this family camp together and you're serving alongside of one another. Which is a really beautiful thing. But I think one of the things that's a value of our team and of Hope Heals is something we call the mutuality of ministry. So a common misconception would be that by coming to Hope Heals Camp, you are coming to serve a family that's experiencing disability. And I think what we have seen and experienced firsthand is that is just not the truth. That in serving, you are also being served. And we're really just living out life alongside of one another in all of our different strengths and sufferings. So it's really just looking at someone else as a volunteer and saying, it's nice to meet you. My name's Caroline. Here's a little bit of my story. What's your story? our capabilities might look different, but at the end of the day, we're all just looking to deepen our relationship with Jesus and to know one another, on a deeper level. So
we always,
I tell people this, we move through these five stages during volunteer training when it comes to changing your attitude towards disability. The first one is ignorance. So just thinking through, you know, not knowing really anything about the disability population whatsoever. The second would be pity. And I think our listeners or people that might not be familiar with disability might look at our friends that are experiencing different challenges and just feel sorry and mm-hmm. want to like give mm-hmm. money and not really enter in. And when we start to see transformation happen is when you move to stage three, which is care. And then I usually say most of our volunteers are leaving camp at the end of the week in stage four, which is friendship. And then what we believe at Hope Heals as a ministry is stage five, which meaning you're co-laboring alongside of one another. So we now have volunteers who are also experiencing disability. We have many families who have come to camp as a camper family unit, and we've had mothers stay an extra week to volunteer themselves, and the lines just get really, really blurred. And we realize that we're all co-laboring alongside of one another. I would say that volunteering at camp is easily the best thing you can do with your summer.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're on the line and you're thinking about it, this is your sign you've been waiting for. You don't have to have any experience or credentials. We would love for you to start on ground zero. The only thing we ask is that you have an open mind and an open heart, and we will provide the training beforehand as well as a volunteer orientation once you arrive. So understandable that the world of disability may seem intimidating, but that can be totally debunked, that there's absolutely nothing to be scared of. There's no credentials needed. However, if you have them and you would like a leadership role at camp, talk to us on the side because we welcome credentials if you do have them.
Love it. What are the ages that a person can be a camper at camp?
Any age, which is amazing. I think our youngest camper has probably been, maybe 6 months old.
Yeah. Maybe
6 weeks.
Six weeks old. You're right. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks old. 6 weeks old. And we have volunteers in their 70s. We have camper families in their 70s. So
oh, yeah.
It's a really beautiful picture. No age limit.
I don't discriminate, and I love every age camper at camp for sure. But something about the aging parents bringing their 40, 50-year-old child just that has disabilities just has my heart in such a unique way. And it's so beautiful to see just the freedom the aging parents get to take a deep breath, and it's glorious.
I also want to just add a caveat to you for anyone who might be listening, that you are not exempt from applying. Like, your child might have been diagnosed 2 months ago with something, and you're not even fully well-versed in what that diagnosis may look like. There is a place for you at the table. Like, I think that, Catherine, like, what was so poignant in you and Jay's story is that you were almost a little bit stiff-arming this community of like, if I enter into this and I'm admitting that my life mm-hmm. looks different than what I thought it was going to look like.
Yeah.
And that is so understandable. And I just think about so many couples and young families who have come to camp really, really hesitant and thinking like, yeah, but you know, our diagnosis might not be a physical disability or
it might not be permanent.
Correct. It might be temporary. And what I love so much about what Alex said about it being so unique in the world is that there's no restrictions. Like, there truly is a seat at the table for each and every person. And you don't have to have all the answers about what it looks like to be a family living with disability
yet,
if that's not where you're at in your journey.
I know everyone asks, so like, what are the reasons people can't come? Like, how do you keep people out? And we're like, we don't. That's kind of the point. Disability is excluded all the time in all the ways. So we break down all the barriers of no, come, come, come. If you identify as having a disability, you are invited to come. It's not only the certain diagnosis or the certain level of, you know, needing this experience. No, it's for everybody.
I had one family call me this week who were like interested in applying, but they told me, we fear that our story's too hard or our child has too many medical complexities. And so we just don't feel as if we're a candidate. And it was a joy to explain to her, like, we will move heaven and earth to make this place accessible for you and your family. So please apply. Like, your story's not too hard for us.
Oh, yeah. No. We had an ambulance come to every week of Hope Hills Camp this past July. So that level of medical fragility is happening. And it works. Bring it. Nobody's scared of tough stuff.
T, what could a family expect? Would they be experiencing camp alongside of one another all day during programming? Would they be split up if a young adult was coming with a friend? What would some of the different tracks look like if for a first-time camper family?
That's a really good question because we are a family camp, but that does not necessarily mean you're going to be operating as a family unit all day long.
Ted, I would love for you to speak to a few of our programming highlights. Hope Hills Camp has so many just incredible elements and moments and touches and panache. So I'd love for you to share some of those as our programming queen.
Woohoo! Hope Hills Camp is amazing because we are just truly giving respite for your soul, but we're also having a ton of fun. So some of the things we get to do are hopefully things that you and your family might not be able to do in your community. And we try to bring the fun to you. So we get to have foam parties. We have Christmas in July.
Talent show.
Talent show.
The Luke Spa 14
day.
Banquet.
Spa day. You think like we invite the older women in camp, the young adult and adult women in camp to go to spa day, and they might not have a chance to get their hair cut throughout the year. So we're bringing in hairstylists to cut their hair and people to paint their nails.
Mm-hmm. I was giving a back massage because we provide first-class treatments at spa day at Hope Hills Camp. And a mom looked down at her iced water and said, "I don't remember the last time that I started and finished a drink while it still had ice cubes in it," because she was a mother to a child experiencing disability. And she obviously gets pulled in 100 different directions a day. So really what we might think is simple, but beautiful moments of respite taking place during the programming.
Mm-hmm. That is our ethos, is families with disabilities are getting the dregs in so many places, at school, at church, in public life. They're either forgotten altogether or they're given the leftovers. And so we want to bring them together in this place that not only is everything done to the most excellent level that we can provide, the details matter, the iced drinks matter, the back massages matter, the haircuts matter, the color of the flowers in the room matter, the twinkle lights matter. This isn't just like slapped together
bare bones
charity cutting every corner. This is providing the first and best of what we can give because we think they deserve it. And we want to reflect God's love for them and his care for them.
So absolutely. Beautiful. You know what I feel like has emerged that I'm not sure any of us knew would happen from the beginning was when you gather all these families with all these different diagnoses and all this just trauma and a lot of suffering and just really like intense, hard, sad stuff. I mean, we've had many campers, and I mean many, like 7 or 8 at least, pass away since we began camp. And we're talking true deep medical fragility, but also actual death and just so much pain, so much PTSD. So when you gather all these folks, you assume, surely this is going to be so depressing and really just tragic and like a week-long like sob fest and like the ultimate true bummer of all time. And instead, it's like this radical joy and electrifying camaraderie. That you feel like all these people finally get it. Like, we're all living on the edge. Everything is not okay. It's not going to be okay necessarily this side of heaven. Like, it's really rough and we're falling apart. And you know what? We got here and that's all we got. And like, somehow that's all you need. It's magical. Like, it's electrifying. People feel so known and cared for and seen and just relaxed. It's finally like, okay, we can come home.
Yes. We had two families come to camp whose children had this incredibly rare genetic disorder. And I think they were maybe in like the double digits in the world of this disorder diagnosed. And so they come to camp. They happen to be in the same session that each of their cars had maybe like an allusion to this disorder, like a bumper sticker or a license plate or something. Yes. And they saw each other's cars before they even met each other at camp. They saw the car of the other person with that bumper sticker on it. And then they got to meet at camp, and they had never met another family dealing with this particular diagnosis. And they come together from across the country in Nauvoo, Alabama, where the nearest stoplight is 15 miles away. And like, life is so wild. And they got to be seen and known and not isolated in their unique suffering for the first time in their story. And that happened at Hope Heals Camp.
It's so beautiful. I don't necessarily think of myself in this category, but there's this small category at camp that diagnosis is not the reality. They're just undiagnosable, but something is bad off. And I don't hang out there, thankfully, but that's actually me. My brain condition is so rare that it's undiagnosable, basically. Or there isn't living people to point to of, okay, well, her life expectancy is this or whatnot. And I guess that could really create this crazy isolation and feeling of I'm so alone. But there's this massive group of camp that fits into that category of we are undiagnosed. Like, something is very wrong, but it's undiagnosable. And it's such a haven for those of us who are in that category to say, oh, you don't have a diagnosis either. It's an extra layer of loneliness that's meant at camp. And it's so special. We actually started, I guess it was last summer, right, dividing people by diagnosis and having meetups. And one of the meetups is for undiagnosable situations. And that is just so glorious. And really, that is the ethos, I feel like, of camp, is truly being known in the suffering, in the trauma, in all the things, and starting there, meeting there, and then going from there and having a ton of fun and making it a joyful, wonderful experience. But there is a deep level of heavy hardship that we carry with the joy and fun. And I think that makes it just a different layer of otherworldliness that, I mean, I don't know many people who leave camp and can say they've had much better experiences. We had a family come several summers ago, and the grandparents then took the children on a safari to Africa. And when the children returned, the parents said, you know, at the end of the summer, so what was the highlight of your summer? And all four of the children said, absolutely Hope Heals Camp, serving at Hope Heals Camp. And that would be consistent across almost everyone I've ever talked to, is it is the highlight of their year, for sure.
We often say, if you, this is not the best week of your summer, the problem is you. So I'm sorry. Like, things are not right.
Yeah, seriously. And I would say that's true. I mean, we've just lived it through the years of, you hear story after story, this was the best week of my year. And many times, especially for the person that maybe you wouldn't assume, from serving someone with disabilities in the heat of the summer in Alabama, is going to have the greatest experience of their life, does. And it's really wild. There's something very deep and so, so incredibly true of the life of Jesus, that service unlocks something in the soul. Serving someone else changes how you feel about your life. It gives you different perspective. It meets a really deep core need to care for others. And I just can't recommend enough serving at camp this summer. Signups are starting on January 18th, everybody. So you do not want to wait. We sell out of this. And I did say sell out because in a true otherworldly fashion, as we said, the campers come for free, but wait, the volunteers are charged. We make them pay to come, and it sells out every year, people. Let that sink in. That's kind of ridiculous. People come pay to sweat it out in Alabama in the summertime for people with disabilities. If you wrote this on paper, you kind of be like, no, that would never work. And it works. It's a thing. If you can't get to Alabama, consider putting money behind this operation. It's not free. We have to raise a lot of money to make this happen. And so far, so good. But we need you to consider partnering with us in this work. I would love to hear part of what is so unique about Hope Hills Camp is these special electives in the afternoon. We have glorious offerings that are entirely optional. And I'd love to hear about a few of them if you wanted to share, because they're just so cute.
Yes, the electives are some of my favorite parts of camp. So every afternoon, we give our campers and volunteers some free time where they can totally choose to go take a nap and like chill out. Or we have this whole lineup of really special electives every day. Some examples of those electives are this year we had representatives from United Healthcare came in and helped families navigate their special needs diagnosis journey from an insurance point of view. So we have educational workshops like that. Then we have honestly just kind of fun stuff. Like we bring professional painters in who guide you in painting your own piece of artwork. We have cooking workshops about healthy and simple cooking recipes that whole families can enjoy. We have adaptive exercise classes like yoga and Zumba that you can do standing up or from a wheelchair if you're a wheelchair user. So we have creative stuff. We have educational practical stuff and everything in between. And it's so fun. We kind of started doing those several years ago. It was like, maybe a few people will come to those if they aren't interested in a nap. And now they have turned into this whole this whole part of camp that we dedicate a lot of time and investment in. And we depend a lot on the donated time of experts in different fields who so generously come and give these really, really unique offerings in their area of expertise. And it's a delight. But none of these offerings are exclusive to campers. So we've had Jess Connolly do several sessions on processing body shame and breaking free from it. And if you're a volunteer, you can come take advantage of those resources. And it's incredible.
Absolutely. It's a glorious part of the whole ecosystem of camp and such a beautiful picture of the mutuality of ministry as we're all learning. You know, I was in that panel this year with Jess and Breaking Free from Body Shame, and there was as many volunteers as camper women just linking arms and learning and growing together and experiencing different levels of freedom from all types of body shame. And it was a glorious offering. Okay, ladies, in the world of camp, I would love to hear what's good in this experience, what's hard in this experience, and how do we all live in this tension in these experiences?
I think the good is the privilege that it is to know families, especially when you come summer after summer. There's just like a deeper level of friendship that is gained by experience. And with that comes carrying the really hard things alongside those families. So I just think of two instances. We lost a camper this year, and honestly, like watching their family and thinking about the brothers that lost their brother is heartbreaking. I think that alone can be really intimidating to some people to say, like, I don't know if I could handle like the level of pain and suffering that could come with knowing families that have medically fragile children. And the good in that is that I had the privilege to know and love John Stone, and that like this summer at the dance party, he and I got to cheer on his mom and dad doing a silly dance called the church clap. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. as painful as it was to lose him and think about his brothers losing their brother, is such a beautiful picture of how Jesus doesn't turn away from our own pain and suffering. And yeah, just, I think again, like good in heart, I've had a conversation with a friend, Sarah, who was telling me about how difficult it can be when people don't understand what she's trying to say. And I truly had nothing to say back to her in that moment, except for cry with her and say like, that is so frustrating. Like I truly am sitting here with you in that frustration of just feeling so helpless. And as painful as it was to acknowledge that that's something she's walking through, again, the goodness of, you know, the of knowing her and knowing her story, and then me feeling freedom to tell her some of the hard things in my own story in that moment, mm-hmm. were so special.
Mm. I remember my first summer working at Hope Hills Camp. I was, I'd lost my dad 9 months prior, and I was obviously still deeply grieving. And I was coming to camp for the first time, and I was coming as a staff member as well. And I remember thinking like about 3 days in to this like 2 week adventure that like, this camp is for me too. Like, I'm not just here as a staff member. I'm not just here to like volunteer and serve. Like, this place was deeply healing for me as well. Mm-hmm. So just encouragement to volunteers who are coming. But the second part of that is, Hope Hills Camp just offers the richest of the rich community. I just wouldn't want to be a part of any other community in the world. And especially for people living in isolation, like there's a place for you at Hope Hills Camp, and it is rich, and it's not a 1 week secluded mountaintop event. You will make community here that is going to be last year round and for the rest of your life. And I just wouldn't want to be a part of any other community.
I remember the summer that you're talking about, and I think y'all snuck into the back at a Sandra McCracken concert in the adult session, and a song that she played, We'll Feast at the House of Zion, was played at your father's funeral. And mm-hmm. I always treasure that. It was just so special that who would have known that months later, you'd be literally sitting at a private concert hearing that song from the one woman who wrote it. And it was glorious. And amen. Those little God moments are all over camp. It's crazy. I mean, you hear that kind of thing a whole lot in our camp. Mm-hmm. Just, wow, that was just bizarre. What a crazy coincidence. And you have to think, well, maybe not. Maybe there's something more at work in this special sacred space. And everybody listening, please come January 18th, apply either to be a camper or a compassionate companion, which is one of our volunteers. We would love to have you join us. Our camp is operating in July. However, it starts June 30th for our first session volunteers, but please come. Look on the website to learn all the details at www.hopehealscamp.org. And please just follow along. This is a crazy adventure, and we are honored to steward it. And listen, if you've got a bunch of money you need to get rid of, we have got a place for you to put it. There's nothing more glorious than what is happening in Nauvoo, Alabama in the summertime. So help us fuel this operation. Reach out to me personally. I'd be happy to discuss why you should give me all your dollars.
Love it.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon at camp. Thank you for joining us on the Good Heart Story podcast. To learn more about what we are doing, follow us on Instagram at Hope Heals. Check out all things Hope Heals at hopeheals.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this wherever you get podcasts, and please feel free to share this episode with somebody who needs to hear it. Good Heart Story Podcast is a production of Good Heart Story, LLC. It is produced by Leah Case and Mary Austin Hall. And I am your fearless and fabulous host, Catherine Wolf. Come back and join us every week where we believe that the good story and the hard story can be the very same story. We are with you and for you, friends.